Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who've heard this show before. I'm glad you're still with me. First-time listeners, I'm particularly glad you've tuned in. I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to another new episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time. I'm glad you could join me for episode 036, recorded on April 5th, 2011. I'm really sorry I couldn't podcast last week. There was just way too much going on in my personal life to get to it without making myself insane. In years past, I would have probably made myself insane, but I'm more mellow now, and as much as I love you listeners, I needed my sanity last week. So how has your playing been? Has spring truly arrived where you are? We had a cold week last week, but this week I believe I heard the temps are going to modify and hang around the 40s and 50s, so that's good news, except for it gives a lot of people spring fever and a greater lack of inability to concentrate. I'll talk about that more later. Are you tightening your budget as the price of gas creeps up higher and higher, and all other prices, because just about everything moves around in the nation, unless you're very green, like one of my friends who basically tries to buy everything within a very near radius of her home. I mean, even produce, locally grown, and things like that. Here in New Jersey, although auto insurance costs are among the highest nationwide, our gas prices are among the lowest, but they're inexorably moving up. One student's family notified me that in a particular amount of time they will have to discontinue their daughter's guitar lessons for purely economic reasons. It was really nice of them to give me a little advance notice, I have to say. She's going to have to go out to work in her spare time rather than playing the guitar and doing extracurricular activity. She's a high school junior, and, you know, they're cutting back, and this is just the reality of life. Here in my family, we're cutting back as much as we can, too. I don't want to raise my teaching fee if there's any way to prevent it. So whether your budget is tightening or you are so blessed that across the board cost increases don't have any effect on you, it's always a good idea to preserve what you have to the best of your ability. You know what's coming next, don't you? Humidify your guitar! At a time when, for most, replacing a guitar might be considered a total luxury, preventative maintenance is a necessity. Also, just as you shop sales at the grocery store or clothing store, if you do so, I mean, I'm a sales shopper, definitely, shop sales at music for music-related things and at the guitar store. If there's a sale on strings, get the 10-pack rather than a single set of strings, if that's going to save you the price of a set or two in the long run. If you can save money by purchasing your music digitally rather than hard copy, do so. You're the only one who knows your personal budget. You can make your dollars, or whatever your currency is, go farther with a little deliberate planning. Speaking of planning, I had a grand plan to go hear a former student of mine who has an avocational blues band play on Friday. His day gig is being a physician husband and daddy. On occasion, he and his band play at a blues club in New Jersey called Crossroads. You blues peeps know exactly what the symbolism of that name means. You non-blues peeps can ask someone or go online. I can't spend the time on that today. Maybe sometime it'll be a subject in Take Note. Well, they had a gig last Friday, and I was planning to go for a few weeks. I was going to run down with another former student who was a student at the same time John was. Well, Friday, a day I do not teach, came, and I had so many things that I could not wait to be handled, that my day was absolutely maddening. It was difficult and frustrating, and on so many levels, it was one of the toughest days I've had in a long time. When 6 p.m. rolled around, I was still not finished. My former student texted me that she was stuck where she was and was going to be very late. I replied that I was running late, too. After a few more texts back and forth, we decided that we'd just go the next time because neither of us could really get ourselves together and make the trip in time to hear them play or at least be there when they started, and they were only going to do, I guess, two sets. So I was so bummed, but the personal business to which I attended was serious and absolutely had to be done. So John, again, I apologize. I really wanted to hear you and see you. Haven't seen you in a while. And I will do everything I can to get there next time. I hope it isn't too far in the future. Okay, that's it for today's intro. Let's move along to the spotlight. This week, we could use a pin spot spotlight to bathe my students in its glow because there are only two. This is regrettable. It's sort of a cyclical, seasonal thing. The two students that are in the spotlight this week are Arno and Anya, and they're all alone there. These two students are playing well and really, I think, to the best of their abilities. Congrats to both of you. What I'm seeing among my other students is a total collapse of self-discipline and focus. I have to say it's really disappointing, but I will add on again that this is very cyclical, and at the end of winter, they usually get through the winter doldrums okay because people tend to be a little bit more limited in their scope of activities. But man, as soon as the waft of warmish, temperate air hits, people are just in a totally other place mentally. Now, students, for some of you, this is a new symptom, and for others, it's an old foe. You can attain an amazing level of playing proficiency if you just apply yourselves. So apply yourselves. Sheesh. Let's move on to the question of the week. This was a very disappointing spotlight. Before I get to the question, I want to make a disclaimer that there's a tempest outside my window, and I'm sitting not far from the window, so if you hear wind and pelting rain, I apologize. I'm not going to be able to go back and edit it out. I just don't have the time to do it. So if you hear strange, tempestuous sounds, I'm 3 feet from a window, and the rain is pelting against it, and the trees are wailing. So I hope you don't hear that. Anyway, this week's question comes in by email from Sandy, and thank you, Sandy. A Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick is on its way to you. Here's her question. Almost all the time when I'm finished playing, my fingertips are dirty. Is there a way I can prevent it? It's embarrassing and looks awful. Well, I've never had that question before, Sandy. Yes, of course there's a way to prevent dirty fingertips. It would be not to have dirty, schmutzy strings. Now, schmutzy is a technical term for those of you who don't live near New York City. Schmutzy is dirty, yucky. Ugh, there is no better word than schmutzy. If you have been getting grayish lines on your fingers for a while after you play, and it sounds like you have been, I suggest a fresh start. First, change your strings. Then, every time you finish playing, take a soft, natural fiber cloth. I like the cotton, such as from an old t-shirt or thin flannel shirt or old PJs or something soft, a thin fabric. I don't mean thick, thick, thick flannel. I mean something thin. Shirting material is good. And clean each string individually from the head nut to the bridge nut. The way I do it is to run the cloth under a particular string and holding the cloth firmly around the entire string with my thumb usually on top of the string and my index fingertip underneath the string. Run it along the length of the string and I pinch it firmly so I feel the grooves of wrapped strings, and I'm pretty sure I'm getting all the schmutzy finger oils and things like that off the string. I know it's a little fiddly, but your strings will sound better, last longer, and your fingers won't be dirty. When you're done with doing each string individually, run the cloth under all six or however many strings you have on your guitar. And I don't mean because one's broken and you didn't put one on, but you might play a 7-string, you might play a 12-string, etc. And so run the fabric under the whole set of strings, between the strings and the fretboard, and slide it along the length of the neck in an effort to pick up any residual schmutz on the fretboard. That should keep your fingers presentable. It's really remarkable. People don't think about cleaning their guitar strings, but I know they don't, because even though when I go with my students to buy a guitar, whether it's their first or their second or any, I tell them how to take care of their guitars. I tell them they don't need polish. All they need is a dry, clean, soft cloth to wipe fingerprints off their guitar, and how to clean the strings. And I'd say out of all of my students now, maybe two of them do it. My guitars, some of them are older than you who are listening, and they look brand new because that's all I do to them. I don't polish them, I don't do anything, but I don't smash them around, and I clean the strings and I wipe off anywhere my fingers or a bare arm has touched, just to get body oils off. It'll keep the finish of your guitar great, and keep your strings will definitely last longer and sound much crisper if they're not loaded with schmutz. So, if you have a question you'd like addressed, please email it to me at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please notice no tutor in the email address. Guitar Technique, spelled the traditional way, guitartechnique@gmail.com, or call and leave me a message. Please do not text to the phone number on my website. I have all text messages to that phone blocked and will not receive your question. If I use your question in a podcast, I will contact you and send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. Thanks again for your question, Sandy. Let's move along to this week's news. The news this week comes from our friends at Fender, and they are having an international giveaway. You can enter to win a G-Deck 330 amplifier. The G-Deck 330 is an amazing new practice and recording amp packed with fantastic features, including digital amp and effects modeling, musical presets created by the world's top artists and session aces, Fender Fuse software, MP3 and WAV file storage and playback, Ableton Live Lite 8 recording software, and much more. They're giving away 7 total G-Deck 330 amps, 2 in the United States and Canada, and 1 each in the UK, France, Germany, Scandinavia, and Spain. The contest began on March 8th and ends April 19th, so you still have time to get in. If you have not previewed one of these amps at your local guitar store or music store, you really need to. The innovations and technological advances in these amps makes them highly desirable for a 21st century guitarist who plays an electric guitar. Take a good look at them online, read the more detailed specs, go somewhere, and if you can jack into one and play a little bit, I would recommend you do it. But if this is an amp that might be something that you'd love to add to your arsenal of gear, especially in this down economy, I recommend you enter to win. Now, with that said, I must do the usual. If you're under 18 years old, do not enter this contest without the consent of your parents. They will ask for information that anyone under 18 should not give Fender or any other company without parental consent. So that's my disclaimer. I'm not I'm not suggesting anyone under 18 participate here, but if you are under 18 and you're listening, and you can get a parent or guardian to consent to having you enter this contest, go for it. It's a great amp. I really think it's technology offers a tremendous lot to today's guitarist. So thanks again, friends at Fender. You always have something wonderful going on, and I hope you listeners that are interested participate in the contest and win. And if you win and you're a listener, let me know. Now let's move along to the Take Notes segment. Topic this week is about getting your best performance by being mindful of how internal and external influences affect your playing. It might not seem so apparent to some of you. Whether you're sitting down for a routine practice time or playing a gig, there are a lot of things that can influence how well you do. In this rare case, I'm not talking about practicing with focus and intention. That's a given. Lots of other things can cause you to play less well than you should. Frequently, I teach students who have just returned from the gym, or in the case of some school-age students, they have just come home from a game or a meet or a match or a practice of some sport. More often than not, their playing is off, because they lose the extreme fine motor skills needed to play the guitar and to play the way they can when they have just pushed their muscles in challenging physical activity. After a hard workout, it's difficult to write your name. If there's any way you can rearrange your schedule so you practice before a workout or a few hours later, it's optimum. I know in a perfect world we'd all have that much control over our time and over our schedules, and I know that just can't be done for some people, but keep it in mind, you're going to be much less frustrated when you play if you don't always sit down to play the guitar when you've come back from the gym or after you've run a track meet or played soccer or something, or right after you've played soccer. You really need to let your body come back down from that adrenaline and every other kind of chemical that's racing around in your system in order to play skillfully and well. The other enemy of control when playing is an internal one. If you love your caffeine or your energy drinks, and you drink the ones that really rev you up, you may find your fingers trembling a bit. If they're trembling before you sit down to play, it's highly unlikely they're going to stop trembling and be more cooperative when you do play. Likewise, if you partake in anything that would slow you down, a couple of drinks with or after dinner, etc., you probably won't play as well as midday when you haven't imbibed. The cleaner your system is when you play, the more fluid, focused, and in control of your fingers you will be. Those are the things I see befall my students each week and fairly regularly, and if these are little snares for you, I hope my bringing this to your attention helps you play your best when you take your axe in your hand. That wraps it up for this week's segments of episode 036. Let's move along to the outro. Thanks for your time this week. I really missed doing this show last week and felt like I was truant from school or something. So let's capsulize what I talked about today. If your budget is tightening up, shop wisely on your music purchases. There are ways to squeeze more out of each dollar. Preserve your axe. Don't allow it to be needlessly destroyed by drying out. Congrats to Arno and Anya. It's lonely at the top, so I hope some other students will get focused and join them in the warm glow of accomplishment next week. Your fingertips don't have to be dirty when you finish playing. Clean your strings, for goodness sakes. You still have time to win a Fender G-Deck 330 amp if you live in the US, Canada, UK, France, Germany, Scandinavia, or Spain. Over 18 only, unless you've got parental consent. Watch what you do and consume close to when you play. It can have a significant influence on how well you're able to perform. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for this episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, GuitarTechniqueTutor.com, and you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please take note that there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me with your questions for the question of the week. If I use your question, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique, or you can join the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com Facebook page. Links to both are on the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com homepage and podcast page. You'll also find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways, as well as to subscribe to the show notes by email or by a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwa, Midland Park, Montvale, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddlebrook, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Tuxedo, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. Calling is best, and my phone number is on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time. Yeah.